On the floor of auto shows across the country, the prevailing theme is that U.S. auto companies, headquartered in Detroit, are back and as competitive as ever.
It's not back. It's always been here.
Democratic Congressman John Dingell, who represents Detroit, says government action saved jobs.
We have helped the auto industry over a rough patch. It is a great national treasure and a tremendous resource. And it was very, very important to the United States that we save that industry because it produces 1 in 7 jobs in this economy. And it's a treasure that every nation in the world wants to have.
That's what Dingell wants to hear President Obama promote as he campaigns for re-election.
And it won't help some of the people on the other side who are saying that Detroit should have been let to go bankrupt.
And like most of his campaign speeches, it was long on promises.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and other Republican presidential candidates are critical of multi-billion dollar government loans to U.S. auto companies. Romney is the son of a former Michigan governor and auto industry executive. But University of Michigan economics professor Bruce Pietrakowski says Romney's stance against auto industry loans will not win him voter support.
I think people will be will take a good hard look at that and what might have happened if he was president. He wouldn't have supported that support for the auto industry. And I think that people will that might turn some people off.
That is something Michigan's current Republican governor, Rick Snyder, is keenly aware of.
I don't criticize people over the bailout because the way I viewed it is it wasn't about simply the bankruptcy of one company or two companies. You were talking about the entire supply chain.
I think that there's probably some sentiment that this was a an unnecessary government intrusion and we should have not supported them. But I do think that by and large, at least in the centers of population and the you know Democratic strongholds, which are in and around Detroit, that the policy is going to be seen as quite favorable light.
Auto Workers Union President George McGregor sees it favorably and wants President Obama to talk more about the bailouts on the campaign trail.
He hasn't used that as a platform yet for getting reelected here in the state of Michigan, but we're going to use it for him, whether he uses it or not.
Support, or lack of it, for the bailouts is already influencing Michigan's upcoming Republican primary. Recent polling indicates native son Mitt Romney trails former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum in that state's nominating contest February 28th. Kane Faerbaugh, VOA News, Detroit.